Chapter 1. Some Difficulties with Translation. As soon as David and Robert finished their studies at college, they decided to work for the police. They both remembered how it was interesting to accompany the police patrol and then to write reports for the criminal column. All that has influenced them a lot. And soon David was lucky. He was accepted to the police crew. Robert was not lucky, as he was a German citizen. But Robert understood that it was very interesting for him to investigate the crimes. That's why he became a private detective. Once a foreigner was going to rob a bank, he prepared thoroughly, entering the building, and came up to the cashier window. He planned to attract as little attention as possible. He covered his plastic gun with his hat, which he placed on the stand in front of the window. Then he waited till the cashier greeted him politely. And then he gave her a note. It said the following:
"It's a robbery. I have a gun under my hat, and it's pointed right at you. Quickly put all the money into the package, and don't attract any attention."
The cashier took the note and began to read it attentively. Her expression did not change. It was as friendly as it was before. She looked at the note long enough, then she twiddled it and asked, "So, how can I help you?" The robber pointed irritatingly with his fingers at the note.
"Yes, but I can't understand a word here," said the cashier. "You have a very illegible writing.
To tell the truth, there were awful scribbles on the note, and she really couldn't understand what was written there." That's why the woman in the window continued to smile in a friendly way. And she didn't understand at all what he wanted. The robber became nervous. He tried to explain her his intention, but he couldn't speak almost any English. And she understood from his mixture of Spanish and English even less than from the note. The robber explained it all to her once more, but the result was the same. A small queue began to gather behind him, and he went away in irritation. It happened so that the next person in the queue was Robert. He handed the cashier necessary receipts and waited till she did all the required operations. And suddenly, his attention was attracted by a strange note that was lying on the stand. The robber was so nervous that he forgot to take away his note. And as Robert worked as a private detective, he dealt with the message better than the cashier. The writing was really very awful. There were just scribbles. But just in half a minute, he understood all that was written there.
"Where did you get it?" Robert asked the cashier.
She explained it to him. Robert looked at her very attentively.
"We have to call the police," said Robert.
Difficulties with translation have just saved you from the real robbery.